Chad Lash was here to talk Lincoln County 4-H with us here this morning. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing fantastic. I like to learn new things every day, and thanks to you being here, I've already learned something new today, so I can coast the rest of the way today if I
want
to.
There you go.
The Lincoln County 4-H hasn't gone anywhere. We don't have to get into all the stuff about it, but I thought that when the Lincoln County UW Extension office closed, which was what my impression was, that 4-H was going to be doing things all on their own, but you told me some information now, and so that tells me I got to do some more research, and I got to get a hold of some folks that I used to talk to all the time on the radio here, because I used to talk Lincoln County 4-H all the time on the Sunrise Show, and I'm glad that somebody decided to come back and talk about it again.
Absolutely. We're still here. We're still thriving. We have two active 4-H clubs in Tomahawk alone, and there's many more across the county. I am on the board of directors for the Leaders Association. So what we do is, as the association, we help support youth initiatives across Lincoln County.
Okay.
So we have multiple, you know, whether it's Pine River, whether it's Merrill, Tomahawk, there are plenty of clubs doing great things for our youth in the county. And what we can do to help support, whether it's scholarships, whether it's going on youth experiences to D.C., to New York. Next week, I'm part of a group going to St. Louis. So, yeah.
So you're involved with the kids here in Lincoln County. I know that at least one of the 4-H groups here in Lincoln County is very good at inventing ice cream flavors.
They are.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think they've got they've got two wins under their belt. So was that
two
the Basabic folks down in Merrill, right?
Yep.
Or Pathfinders, right. And so congratulations to those kids and all the notoriety that they've been getting. But what are some of the other things that kids in 4-H can get involved in here in Lincoln County?
So, I mean, there's a lot of the traditional things you think about from, like, the show animals, whether it's rabbits or
sure,
beef or horses or cows, whatever it is there. That's a lot of times what people think of 4-H. There's also things like photography, communications, robotics, and there's this stitching, sewing, crafting, baking, those type of things.
Is this something that a kid joins and then they figure out what they're interested in, or do they go right for the specific interest? How does that work with kids getting into 4-H?
So we usually encourage them to come to a meeting, figure out what it is, and then they start exploring what their interests are, and then they navigate from there.
Some kids don't know what their interests are until they find out what's out there for them.
I didn't know what 4-H was all about when I was a kid, and then as we had children, we learned, and all of a sudden, all these different opportunities are available. Mm. And from the little ones, there are different small day things we can do. Now, as they get into middle school and high school, there are trips across this whole nation that you're available to go on. And it's one of those things that learning experiences from the 4-H, there are 4-Hers are 4 times more likely to make a positive contribution to their communities. They're engaged in civics. They're nationally recognized with what they can all do. Hmm. We do hands, heart, health. I mean, those are things that are very important. How do we help our community? What can we do to help support things? And then the different clubs have all been supporting the youth to help them grow as young leaders.
How are the roles of the Lincoln County 4-H? You got a full house of kids, or there's always room for more kids? And I'm also interested, at what age can somebody get started in 4-H, and at what time do they get asked to leave?
Never ask people to leave.
Okay, so once you're in 4-H, you can stay in it forever.
You sure can.
Okay, I see. I'm learning all kinds of stuff from you, Chad.
Yeah, the usually they start, we call them clover buds, and they'll start maybe in kindergarten, first grade, somewhere in there. And the clover buds, when they're in the beginning, they learn the small things. We build the building blocks, and we do some of the things. And then as you get into the grade school, I know one of the local 4-H groups did hummingbird gardens over at the library.
Okay.
So those are different community service projects. The youth get to vote on in their groups what they want to do. So they kind of self-direct their groups. And like one of my children, my son was really active and wanted to go into robotics. And so we found a robotics club down in Merrill, and we joined that group.
So how would you encourage parents to get their kids involved in 4-H? This is the time of year, Chad, and I'm sure you know kids are hanging around the house. Oh, there's nothing to do. It's summer vacation. I'm on vacation. I don't have to do chores. I'm on vacation. You know, I used to be a kid at one time, and I remember all those things. So how does a parent get a kid interested in joining 4-H so they have something to do in the summertime, and then they're going to want to be involved probably all year long? As a parent, how do you encourage your kids to get involved?
Well, Everybody's different. I lead by example, you know, and I get involved with my kids' things. There are the website, and there's a 4-H website, state site you can contact, and the Lincoln County Leaders Association's got a Facebook page, as well as if you go to Lincoln County 4-H and search that, Melissa Yates is our extension office director, and she'd be happy to work on programming and enrollment.
So just give the kids the information about how they can find out about 4-H. They might find something in there that is really going to, trip their trigger and say, you know what, yeah, I'd like to work with robots someday, and I didn't know I could do that here as a kid in 4-H. Are you kidding me? Yes, sign me up. But give them the information, let them peruse the information. Chances are they may just come right forward and say exactly what they're interested in.
Sure. So if you go to the website or you call Lincoln County 4-H. Let's see here.
That's okay. These phones are usually pretty fast.
No.
Except for right now when you really want a number. And it's okay. We can always come back to that. We'll just direct people to Lincoln County 4-H. Is there a contact number? Is there a clearinghouse place where it all gets started from? And that's what you're trying to find right now. But, okay, so we'll come back to this. I promise I'm not going to let you out of here until we find out more about how parents can get their kids introduced to 4-H.
So you want to call.
Got it. Okay.
If you want to call Merrill, the phone number is 715-539-1072. And that's at the extension office on Sales Street in Merrill.
Okay.
So just north of the fairgrounds.
So if you want to learn more about 4-H, call 539-1072. Have a little conversation with whoever answers the phone, and they'll give you all the information you probably need.
You can also look it up in Facebook, that technology stuff, on social.
Yep, absolutely. So there you go. Lots of ways to find out about 4-H. Let's find out about how 4-H makes money. How is this all funded? How does this stuff all get done for these kids? Where does the money to put on these programs come from?
So some of the programming comes from the state. The extension office does provide some budgetary expenses or funding. A lot of it, though, is done through, like I said, our Leaders Association. That's what I'm here for today. We, as adult leaders, are raising funds and helping create opportunities for that youth to help support those educational opportunities. There's multiple things we can do. There's right now we have raffle, and it's $1,000 top prize raffle tickets we're selling. There's a golf outing coming up, and that's one of the things I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
It's a 9-hole scramble, and that fundraiser goes towards putting money into our bank that we can pay for scholarships, that we can send our youth to different winter camp, summer camp. What we try to do is defer the cost so it's affordable for our youth. Sometimes those costs can be quite expensive when you're thinking about going for a week somewhere.
See, that's the other thing I'm thinking here, Chad. There's a lot of folks out there right now. Times are tough. They got to get groceries bought for next week. They need gas in the car to get back and forth to work. So another club dues kind of membership thing might not be in the budget for a lot of families. And
right. So
they shouldn't really worry about that, huh?
And we don't have club dues.
Okay.
So that's the great thing about that. There may be participation fees if you're going to be, say, showing at the fair.
Okay.
There may be entry fees if you want to do photography or you're enrolling in communication or doing an entry. Those things are going to incur a fee. Now, the great thing about it, and this is one of the things I like, at our fair, there's a Dairyland stand. And that Dairyland stand is right on the midway down in Lincoln County. That Dairyland stand is operated by our youth and adults for Lincoln County. Those funds go back to the youth so they can go do things. So each youth that's doing something is putting it to a bank account for themselves so that they work for and can utilize those funds for their own trips.
I'm just trying to think, Chad, I try to hit every booth at the Lincoln County Fair. I like to support all of them. What are the kids in the 4-H group booth? What are they selling in there at the fair?
Ice cream.
That's okay. That's what I thought. They're in the ice cream.
It's
concession.
Ice cream. Yep. We have pizza too.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yes, been there and done that. And that's good. Let's talk about this golf outing coming up here. It's a fundraising golf outing for our Lincoln County 4-H. Let's get right to the meat and bones here. How many teams can you accept for the golf outing, Chad?
I don't think they have it capped,
okay,
to be honest. We could use some more enrolled teams.
Okay. So what do people have to do if they want to help support Lincoln County 4-H through a nice round of golf?
So contact Lori, my wife. She's taking the registrations at 715-453-5577.
Okay.
And then also, you can, if you don't want to golf, and it's non-competitive, anybody can you know, play. It's a nine hole.
So this is something nobody's going to take real serious. They're out there to make money for 4-H. They're out to have a good time, and hopefully they're going to have some laughs out there. Maybe folks buying raffle tickets. So this is not. So in other words, this is not a really serious golf tournament. Somebody that just wants to go out there and hit a ball around the yard a little bit. They're welcome.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Put together a whole team of them for the comic relief of the tournament.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why not?
It's all going towards the kids.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's really what it's about.
So to put together a team, how many teams can you handle, and how many teams do you have so far? What makes up a team? Let's get that.
So we don't have a lot of teams. Our teams are lighter. I mean, we do have capacity. So I wouldn't put a cap on it right now. I'd rather get as many people in there as possible.
Understood. So anybody that wants to golf, is it a two-person team, a four-person team?
Four-person.
Four-person format here. So get four people together. What's going to cost that four-person team to enter? Sorry, I put you on the spot again. But I know Chad, that you kind of found out about this at the last minute, too. And so we're kind of both going through these notes here. I don't see anything that tells what it's going to cost somebody to get a team into this tournament. Another exciting way to support fundraisers through the cash raffle. Tickets are available now. Top prize is $1,000. So there's one number I see. I don't see any entry fee here, though.
So it costs $100, $150 to enter a team.
Okay, for the whole team, $150.
Yep, $150.
Okay, got it. And so, what is there a deadline where these funds have to come in and get registered for the tournament?
Nope, we'll take it right up to the day of the entry.
And what day is the tournament? Sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Fine. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I'm looking through my notes here.
The 25th.
Well.
So the tournament is July 25th.
July 25. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's coming right. That's next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's next Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow. So you got 1 week to enter. Just get a hold of Chad here, 453-5577.
Lori.
That's Lori's number, yeah, 453-5577. Call Lori Lashua and say, you know what, I heard Jeff and Chad stumbling through the interview on the radio the other day, and I want to be a part of this thing to help support our Lincoln County 4-H kids. Again, you can enter by calling 453-5577. How about as far as business sponsorship, raffle basket stuff? How are you fixed for all that stuff?
We can always use more. We do have some. We do have some nice basket raffles and such. But if a business wants to donate and can consider help, that'd be great. It's a meaningful way to give back, and we truly appreciate every business and organization's partnership with us. You can do a whole sponsorship. I know there's a couple really cool. And if you're a golfer, there's events, different things when you're on the putting green to do. So I'll leave it at that as a tickler. They do have some creative prizes.
Absolutely. And I should have read farther ahead in my notes here, Chad. I like what this paragraph says. Many people think 4-H is just an agriculture or showing animals at the fair, but it's a whole lot more. Today's 4-H offers opportunity in STEM programs, leadership. We need better leaders in this everywhere. We need better leaders everywhere, and so this is the one place kids can learn that. Public speaking is something that scares almost everybody. Talk about getting over a fear. 4-H can help with that. Community service is a great lesson to learn. Healthy living, countless other project areas. Kids will build confidence, learn responsibility, develop leadership skills, and make lifelong friendships. How long have you been involved with 4-H,
I've
Chad?
I've been involved... Well, since 2017, somewhere in there. So. I've been on the board since then. We got involved when the kids were young, and then I attended a board meeting, and it didn't take too much longer to realize that, you know what, I really like where this organization's going. I like what it stands for, what it offers, and as an adult, I've been a passionate supporter of that ever since.
So if people were involved in 4-H maybe as a kid, they're looking for things to do now as an adult, there's always opportunities for adults as well?
Absolutely. We're always looking for adult volunteers. That's the biggest thing is how do we make programming available? And there is a ton of opportunities. We're always looking for, you know, and I helped out one of our other adult leaders with robotics for a few years, and we went all the way down to Milwaukee and placed in the top four for robotics. And those kids, those youth, built the robot, designed the robot, and did a phenomenal job. We had communication. There's different speaking engagements you can do. We do from these trips and experiences that the youth can go on. One of them goes to D.C. Sometimes we're lucky enough to meet with the senators. So both, you know, Tammy Baldwin and
Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson, yeah, both of them, when they're available. And if not, right. sometimes we'll meet with a staffer, talk about civil communications, talk about how bills get passed, what do we do as an engaged citizen, and how the government works. You get to go. We've been to the Supreme Court. We've been to Congress, all over the place. As a leader, volunteer,
right.
you get to go with that youth. Mm-hmm. So that's the other thing. I like going on some of those experiences just because it opens your eyes to the different types of things. Next week, going to St. Louis. So
it's all a learning opportunity. I went to St. Louis. The only time I've been through there a few times, but the only time I stopped was with a youth group. I remember I was in, I believe it was eighth grade. Me and another guy from our school, we were sent to St. Louis. We were told we were going to a Christian leadership conference.
Okay.
And all I remember was how cool it was up in the arch. I don't remember anything else about that trip except for going up in the arch. And I thought it was a pretty cool thing. So when it comes to getting kids involved in stuff, sometimes they just need a little bit of a push in the right direction. Not even much of a push. Just say, here's what this is all about. What do you think of this?
And absolutely. And have them stop in. You know, we do have meetings. Typically, they're meeting on the Mondays. Depends on each club has a different Monday of the year, week that they meet. But it's usually the first Monday or the third Monday or whatnot. Each club's a little different. Reach out to the 4-H educator. They'll be able to give you a list of the different clubs and who's meeting when. From a youth standpoint, there's a lot of fun things. There's a summer camp, a winter camp. They used to call it Fire and Ice, but there are things to do all year long.
For adults that want to get involved, are there certain skills that adults have? The other question I'm wondering about is a lack of adults ever going to keep some of these programming things from happening for the kids?
It can. There's definitely a challenge. We've had people age in, people age out, you know, and there's some turnover that way. That's one of the reasons why I got involved was there's a lack of male chaperones, male leaders. Not saying that we have a ton of women, but the men typically are busy if they're doing work or they're fishing or doing whatnot. But I've fortunate enough to spend my time in the past few years watching these youth grow and develop into the young adults they are.
Mm-hmm.
And a few men in Lincoln County are some fantastic leaders that I've got to share those experiences with. And when you get involved, you get to see those people grow up. And it's like, you know what? You're making a difference. As a volunteer, you make a difference in those youth's life.
I always think of all the grandmas and grandpas that are up here. They're retired. Their family is somewhere far away. I'm sure they miss being around the kids and all that kind of stuff. But they also bring a lot of experience. They've got a lot of expertise, a lot of know-how and knowledge that they can share with these younger people. So retired folks, if you're just sitting around there, there is still work to be done with this next generation coming up.
Absolutely. In fact, the summer camp this year, we had a grandfather as one of the male chaperones because we were needing additional men, and his grandpa did a fantastic job. He was a great leader, and all the years of experience, and the children really look up to that.
Let's get this one more time before I let you go here, Chad. Some contact stuff. First of all, for the golf tournament, there's plenty of room to participate in this golf tournament next Saturday. Where is it happening, by the way?
It's Edgewater Golf Course.
Out at Edgewater, okay. So you want to do a round out at Edgewater on Saturday. Help Lincoln County 4-H as well. Call 453-5577. Have $150 ready and get some other friends together and get a team together. And then help out Lincoln County 4-H. And I'm sure there's always good food to eat out there, too. So
and it's at 1 o'clock.
And it's starting at 1 o'clock. Okay, so Saturday, 1 o'clock, 453-5577. Call that number. Tell Lori, we heard your husband on the radio talking to Jeff, and we want to be part of this golf tournament. And if you just want to get involved with 4-H one way or the other, you want to give it a try one way or the other, there's other contact. Start with the Facebook page, I would think, right? Facebook, Lincoln County 4-H, and you can get started from there.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you coming in here, Chad. You're less busy than your wife today, so I'm glad to see you here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time, Jeff. I appreciate being allowed on and look forward to talking to you later.
Come back anytime. Chad Lash with Lincoln County 4-H with us here this morning.